Welcome back to another edition of the Wobcast. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, coming to you from the Scouting Combine in Indianapolis, where we're joined by a man who knows more about these players working out on the field than probably anybody else. At least that's what we're going to say to make the Wobcast sound better. He's Mike Mayock of NFL Network. Now, you're going to say something sarcastic, or you're going to make fun of me, or
Bobby,
something like that.
I love and embrace you.
Okay, good. Good. We're off on the right foot here. Any of these players that you're loving and embracing here over the weekend and the week in Indianapolis?
Well, you know what? I get players that sometimes are a little off the radar as far as first round picks or something that I really like. And for instance, a guy like Jarvis Landry, the wide out from LSU, I was disappointed he pulled up in his 40 yesterday. I've really wanted to see him pop. The kid from Oregon State, Brandon Cooks, the wide receiver,
I thought
he had a great day, not just with the speed, which he's running 4.3, but he caught everything. He's explosive. You can see it on tape. And what I really like, Wobby, is when you see something on tape and then it gets reinforced out here kind of just check the box and go, okay, I got it.
Everyone's talking about the quarterbacks. The Vikings have said themselves, we're going to look to add a young quarterback this offseason. So we can talk about that.
Yeah.
Is this the year to find a young quarterback in the draft, whether it's early in the draft or maybe it's a second or third round? We got Kaepernick, a second rounder. Niners are winning with him. And you got Russell Wilson, just won the Super Bowl, a third rounder.
Well, Wobby, I think you always have to look to upgrade your team at every position, and the first position you look at is quarterback. And from my perspective with Christian Ponder, I think you have to look to try to upgrade that position if possible. Now, I look at the top end of the draft, and there's five significant quarterback needs in the first eight picks. So those three, quote, franchise guys could be gone before you even get on the clock. Mm-hmm. So if there's not a quarterback in the first round available for you, then where do you go, you know, as you look down the draft a little bit? And, you know, the next couple of guys like Derek Carr and McCarron, either one of which could be available in the second round. Mm-hmm. And you've got to take a hard look at that. Is that an upgrade over Ponder? And you've got to make some decisions there. Now, there's a couple of intriguing guys even further down. The Mettenberger kid from LSU is coming off an injury, but he's a big, strong kid that can push the ball down the field. And he's a guy that, because of the injury, you could probably get in the third or fourth round. So I think there's some all the way through this draft. I mean, a kid named Tom Savage that not many people know from Pitt. You might get him in the fifth or sixth round. He was three colleges in 5 years, and he was off the radar a little bit. So I know they'll do the homework, and at some point they've got to get a young quarterback and hope that he pushes Ponder.
Last thing before you go and get on NFL Network, let's put our GM hats on here. Rick Spielman loves to make a deal. So let's say you got a quarterback on the board that the team doesn't love but other teams love. Mm-hmm. Maybe a Sammy Watkins is there or Khalil Mack is there, and the Vikings decide we're not going to pick here, we're going to trade back. You think this is a good draft to do that with the depth?
I think it's a great draft to trade back. If you get multiple picks, even if you're moving back in the teens or the 20s, you're going to get a great football player. But what you have to kind of compare that to is if you're sitting at eight and Khalil Mack is there, I mean, to me, he's an impact player.
Okay.
And if you're lukewarm on quarterbacks, I'm like, yeah, move down. But if a Watkins or a Mack is sitting there at eight, you got to think real hard before you move down.
There's a Minnesota kid named Rashid Hageman, defensive tackle. What do you think about him? Where does he fit?
He's a risk-reward guy. He's a big, beautiful body, 6'6", 310 pounds, great movement skills. He was hot and cold in college. One tape, he looks like he's a first-round pick. The next tape, he's almost undraftable. Yeah. So at some point in the first round, I think somebody's going to pull the trigger.
All right, you got to go because you got defensive players here, cornerbacks and defensive linemen working out here the next 2 days. Is that something exciting, a lot of good players?
To me, I don't know why everybody goes home on Sunday night. We're going to run defense, everybody goes home?
You're a defensive player, so you like this.
I hate when people just they dump all over the defensive players.
Yeah, you're used to it by now, though.
Well, I mean, you would have been a nose tackle if you had another 50 pounds, man. You'd have been nasty.
Yeah, another 50, just another 50.
Like Gumby. Although Gumby at nose tackle.
If I stayed in Indianapolis and went out to eat as much as I do, I might put on 50 pounds here.
I got it.
Okay, all right. Thanks for joining us.
You got it.